The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Fionnán Sheehan is with me, though, the Ireland editor for the Irish Independent. Fionnán, is Jim Gavin kind of, he would be a serious candidate, but is he a serious proposition for Fianna Fáil?
Well, I'm sure you fellas down in Kilkenny will be arguing that Brian Cody should be in the mix if Jim Gavin is coming forward as a contender. But yeah,
we accept it would just be a coronation, you know, a national coronation for Brian Cody to go for it.
In Tipperary voted for another, it'd be fine. Look, Jim Gavin is being actively spoken about within Fianna Fáil. I am told he has been approached by a number of Oireachtas members to put his name forward. Some are even confidently predicting that he will do so. We've yet to hear from Jim Gavin about whether he has any interest in this role. It's not just the fact that he is a household name on foot of being the man who managed Dublin to 6 All-Irelands, including an historic 5 in a row, never achieved by any other team in the history of the GAA. Done so with some flair and some humility as well, you'd have to say. But also, it's his career external to that. He was in the Defence Forces as a senior officer in the Air Corps for 20-odd years. He served for 3 years abroad with the United Nations in that capacity as well. And since leaving the Dublin football role, he's taken on a number of public service roles which are in line with his general interests and his way of thinking. He was the chair of the Citizens' Assembly on the future of Dublin, which recommended a directly elected mayor for the capital. And not only did he chair that, but he subsequently advocated and lobbied for its recommendations to be implemented. He's also chair of the North East Inner City Task Force, which deals with one of the most significantly disadvantaged areas of the country. And he's seen to have been a very proactive chair in that regard. He is engaged with the political system at both a local and a national level. And that seems to be the attraction of Jim Gavin. He'd also be obviously carry a significant cachet in terms of Dublin, which the late Seamus Brennan used to often call the cockpit of any campaign, given that it carries about a third of the population. And when you have the other people in the race thus far, portraying their kind of rural credibility, well, you know, he'd also have an urban kudos in that regard. Mm. So, yeah, we're told there are people in Fianna Fáil who are very keen on him. It would also deal with the Bertie Ahern issue in terms of people in Fianna Fáil saying to me, Al Martin, you should run Bertie Ahern, you don't have anything better. And if Jim Gavin's name was to be put forward, well, Micheál Martin would easily be able to say, well, actually, we do have something better.
Well, no one outside of Dublin will vote for Jim Gavin, says somebody. Too Dublin-specific. Most people only know him as that Dublin team manager. That from a listener in Mayo, I suspect, or somebody else who felt the blunt force of that Dublin team under Jim Gavin. What, though, might be his perceived weaknesses?
Yeah, I mean, the perceived weakness is obviously that he would be new to politics. He hasn't run for elected office before, so you don't know how somebody is going to perform in that regard. He's shown himself to be an extraordinary manager and a serious leader of people under pressure. He's shown that he has an interest in public service, both through his role in the Defence Forces and also on the roles that he has adopted in recent years. But, you know, ultimately, you don't know how somebody is going to perform underneath that very different spotlight that the presidential election brings you. You'd also have a question mark over, you know, maybe will be people in Fianna Fáil who would argue, no, we want an elected representative, somebody who has run for office before, to go forward in this role. And also, there are some suggestions that he would have the support of Micheál Martin as the party leader. There are others who are saying, no, he won't, that Micheál is opting for someone else. And this is more a backbench initiative to put a credible candidate forward. So, you know, let's see how that plays out. The crunch is coming for Micheál Martin. I mean, he has successfully kicked the touch to the end of August, early September, to show his hand on whether Fianna Fáil will run a candidate and who that candidate might well be. Well, we're now at the end of August, and you know, we're waiting to see what sort of rabbit Micheál Martin might pull out of the hat. The word within Fianna Fáil at the weekend was there's a very credible candidate that is available out there who has been courted by Fianna Fáil. And then last night we heard that name, that it was Jim Gavin. And yeah, he is somebody very credible who would pose a significant threat to Heather Humphreys. If ultimately you're of the view that whoever of the Fianna Fáil or the Fianna Fáil candidate comes out on top in the first count will be the one who will benefit from the transfers from their fellow coalition party in the second round, that's what will win it for them.
Then before I let you go, what about Sinn Féin? Are they any closer to settling on a candidate?
No, I mean, we're waiting to see what exactly Mary Lou McDonald comes forward with. The options available to them are back Catherine Connolly as a unified left-wing candidate. Ultimately, the cause of United Ireland is not exactly one of Catherine Connolly's main threads of her campaigns. You think that's a bit unlikely. Second option is you run a heavy hitter to go all out to win, be it Mary Lou McDonald or Michelle O'Neill. And then third option is you run somebody who is credible within the party, who may not necessarily be seen as a winner, but ultimately is somebody who can campaign and ensure that the party's priorities are put forward in this presidential election campaign. Otherwise, they're sitting in the sidelines and they're irrelevant.
Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor for the Irish Independent. Fionnán, thanks a million, and I'm sure we will be speaking many more times between now and I think the 23rd of October. I saw the Independent reporting a little bit earlier today is going to be polling day, Thursday, the 23rd of October.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.